thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about the water dispute between Penang and Kedah and how that reflects a wider issue of shared responsibility of managing natural resources. Professor Dr. Maktab Mohamad is a water quality and water quality modelling expert. Professor Maktab, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Now, I'm looking at some of the headlines and most of them seem to have cast the Kedah position in a somewhat negative light. But I'm wondering about where you stand, what you think. Is the argument that's made by the Kedah Menteri Besar, is that argument unreasonable?
Well, I might be a little bit biased because basically my home state is Kedah. I was born in Kelantan, but my home state is Kedah. But the whole issue of the water resources, I try to be as, as fair as possible. Basically, water is for everybody, all right? So we cannot say, oh, because Kedah owns, you cannot share with anybody, you know. But in the meantime, because Kedah is a relatively poor state relative to the neighbor Penang, and as of from for a long time, Penang have been getting water from Sungai Muda. For free, 100% free. I mean, because they said, "Oh, we withdraw the water from
the border," but in the long term, we have to look as of management purposes.
All right. Who owns the water, basically, when we look at the borders and the watershed, you know, the water catchment area? 95% or even higher of the watershed or the catchment area is of Sungai Muda is basically in on the Kedah side. The only thing is Penang keep saying, oh, please keep the water clean, keep the water coming, keep the, please take care of the water for me. But without have any obligation to help, to pay or to help in the management of the whole thing. So we have to consider, if the shared responsibility, if Penang want to withdraw water as much as possible for their use, for their domestic use, for their industrial use, in the present situation, in the future, then
have to manage the water resources in the watershed.
Right. Professor Maktab, there is a position, I think, that Penang has put out that they would like the federal government to come in and intervene and to support Kedah in maintaining the pristine Ulu Muda Reserve water catchment area. Is that a solution, going to the federal government and getting them to pay?
Well, they never. The problem is Penang have been saying all this while, the Deputy Chief Minister too, been saying, oh, we won't pay say a cent. You know, that's very insulting. I mean, that kind of attitude is very arrogant. You know, there's no way, you can talk across face-to-face on the table when we say, oh, we won't pay a cent. That's not a way of managing a resource, which is not even yours in the first place.
Right. We understand that negotiations have come to an impasse. And earlier we spoke to Professor Chang Ai-Weng from in Penang. So Water Watch Penang. So he was suggesting perhaps a moderator is needed to help break this impasse. Do you agree? Do you see anyone who might fit that role of moderator to break this impasse?
Basically, we have SPAN. SPAN have the role as of the Suruhanjaya, as of water resources, basically the literal translation. But SPAN themselves kept silent, and I don't know what role they want to play. But they can, they can be the moderator in the middle. But at the same time, going to the negotiations table, both sides have to come with an open heart. If you are arrogant like what the Penang people are doing, there's no way of a negotiation. I mean, you know, you're going with such arrogance, with such attitude saying, oh, we won't pay a cent. You don't do that.
Okay, you know? Professor Maktab, do you think this is a political question in that each of the Menteri Besar and the chief ministers are playing to a gallery? In Penang, the question of paying more or accepting a certain responsibility, might stick in the throat of many, many members of the public. How do we get the public to understand this concept of shared responsibility, especially for resources that go across state borders, but within a certain ecosystem?
Well, I mean, you don't have to go far to compare, not just, we're talking about only between two states. How about Johor doing relatively well with Singapore? I mean, for how many years already they have some problem because some political things. But actually, on the ground, the water resources people, Bakaj and all that, with the Penang side, the Singapore side, PUB, working very well. Even water treatment, sometimes we have problem of water treatment on the Johor side. Then PUB willingly to treat the water and
that kind of responsibility. When the Lingyu Dam was built, a lot of the
money comes from Singapore. So why is the problem? The willingness to sit down and consider many alternatives, how we can work together in taking care of something so basic, so necessary for all our citizens. So if Singapore and Johor can do it, why not Penang and Kedah?
Professor Maktab, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Yeah. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you, a quick reminder. Don't forget that you can get all the latest news and information of COVID-19 vaccines at astroawani.com and the Astro Awani app. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
We'll be with you same time tomorrow. Till then, good night.
Good night.